Our Frankfurt Locker Room Chat here concludes on our final week here of coaches' shows here on a Wednesday. And this locker room chat provided by Winkin' Little Company, Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, and First National Bank Frankfurt. I'm Curtin Profit, joined alongside here boys head coach Adam Schreiner. Season came to an end here earlier this week on Monday against Centralia. An overtime thriller, including 73-65. The season ending here at an equal 500 here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. But, coach, tell me your thoughts about this season and, of course, it here coming to an end.
Well, you know, it's always sad to have it come to an end. We had four seniors on the team, you know, that put in time and effort and energy into it. So, you know, you hate to see them kind of sad there at the end and all that stuff and kind of just the reality that it's finished. But at the same time, you know, it's a fact of life. Things kind of come and go. So I'm excited to see what those guys do in the next part of their journey throughout the rest of high school and then obviously beyond that. Then for the younger kids, you know, you could see kind of the sadness and whatnot in their eyes, and hopefully that leads to a little spark to where they're willing to put in some work in the summertime and see if we can extend next year.
Yeah, I know it was still a pretty difficult loss taken there on Monday, but how proud are you of your guys that, you know, they gave it all they give? Anderson, he had the impressive 3-for-3 at the performance at the free throw line to even send the game to OT. You mentioned the senior class and just how great they have been. How, you know, proud are you of their performance in that final game?
Yeah, you know, you bring up there at the end and how proud we are. We're down 7 with, I think, 31 seconds to go. So for them to continue to believe that they can make stuff happen and continue to battle and go out and make it happen and execute, I mean, that's just a testament to them and their wanting to go and get that game. So that's impressive. And, you know, we've kind of talked throughout the year. We've had some ups and downs and that. You know, nobody really wants adversity, but it's adversity that helps grow the character that you have. And so even though we don't want it, it is a good thing for us to experience and go through. And, you know, for those kids to battle, the whole team collectively, I mean, we had different freshmen out there at different times and a sophomore, whatnot, coming out. And, you know, I thought they all battled. And one of the things is I think you can play a game and you might lose on the scoreboard, but you can walk away from that game a winner. And you'll be hard-pressed to hear me say that we did not walk away that game as winners because they competed their tails off.
And we talk about here the upcoming seasons and, of course, also the off season for you and your team, you know, bringing back. It's going to be a pretty solid group of younger guys. Of course, one that's going to feature a pretty good sophomore returner, of course, a freshman this year in Kyler Parthamer. What can you say here from this younger class of athletes here that will be coming in here over the off season, looking to get their nose down and get straight to work?
Yeah, there's a good group of a good blend of youth. You know, we've lost Gage Stahlbaumer this year to injury, but he'll be coming back as a senior. We really missed his height and athleticism. Then you throw in some sophomores that I thought competed well and continued to grow, and then a freshman class that has a unique blend of talent and really mixes well together. I think all of those can lead to a competitive year next year and a bright future for the guys. And like you said, it's going to be putting in that work in the summertime. We know we need to get shots up. We know we need to play in some games and whatnot. So it's just trying to make that happen and keeping all the guys involved in what we're trying to do so that they can go create something special.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining me for here the final week of our Locker Room Chats.
Thank you. Appreciate everything you've done and have done all year.
That was Head Coach Adam Schreiner with the Frankfurt boys. Again, our final Locker Room Chat here coming to a close as Frankfurt finishes this season 12-12 here on the season. Again, final time here thanking all of our sponsors for this Wildcat Locker Room Chat: Wenken Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfurt, and Community Health Care System.